boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I walked into the weirdest meeting situation I ever have today, and that was our bosses asking, does milk come out the cow udders warm or cold? I was like, is this some sort of weird, like, code I'm supposed to understand?
Is it like are you a glass half full or empty?
Yeah.
Depending on what you say, depends on your
what are you learning
work
about
ethic?
My personality right now? So I'm like, warm? And they just start dying laughing. Oh, well, somebody in here thinks that it comes out the udders cold. Who do you think it is? Well, I knew it was you. I was not expecting that question at, you know, noon on a Monday.
Oh, 100%. Well, here's what happened is Claire starts talking about, you know, getting a cow. I think it was a joke for the world record that they have coming up at the farmer's market this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, oh, what if we actually milk the cow and that milk goes into your cereal bowl? And again, it was all a joke.
Yes.
And then I was like, instantly my head goes, ugh. Warm milk for your cereal? I'm like, no, there's no way it's warm. It's got to be cold. So my mind went warm first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, but if it's got to come out cold. So that's when I asked. And then I asked about females too, you know?
Well,
when
yeah.
When having a kid, does it come out warm or cold? I don't know. I've never had a child. Do not judge.
Right. Then you were very kindly reminded that the human body does sit at about 97 point something degrees.
I forget about that.
I was not expecting this anatomy lesson. What did you think, that the udder was on ice or something?
Okay, that's exactly what they said. Why does everybody have to keep cracking jokes? They were like, oh, what do you think, it's on an ice pack? And I'm like, no.
I think maybe now we should take a trip to a farm just for funsies.
If anyone wants me to milk their cow, you just call those girls.
Okay. Crazy cat people unite. This is our time to really do something big. Those Girls Catwalk.
First ever, and it is happening on Sunday, September 28th, 1 o'clock at McGrath Amphitheater.
We are inviting you to, if you have a cat, bring your cat along, or if you just want to be part of something a little kooky, join us. We're going to be walking our cats in strollers, but whether you like a backpack or a leash or a carrier, however your pet is most secure and comfortable, we want you to come out and take a walk with our cats.
And it doesn't mean you had to have a cat to do this. This is for anybody of any age. If you just want to go for a nice little walk around McGrath Amphitheater, we could do one loop. Mm-hmm. We could do four loops. That's 1 mile.
Yeah. If you don't have a cat, or if you do, you can wear your favorite cat attire. Can mm-hmm. I tell you, I bought some cat ears this weekend.
I knew you would. I was going to. And mine will be pink.
I could have told you that. I saw some and I'm like, you know what? Those would be perfect.
Did you buy it in store?
Yeah.
I didn't know they sold cat ears in store.
Wait, there's Halloween costumes out right now.
I'm like, did you get one with a butt? Like the tail?
No, but it did have like face stickers of like whiskers
nice.
And stuff. So I might go crazy, you guys. I might.
Wait, we should both do that. I'll get a tail.
Period. I'm not going to stop you from getting a tail.
But it is Those Girls' first ever catwalk, Sunday, September 28th at McGrath Amphitheater. You can let us know that you're coming on Facebook. If you find our Facebook, Z102.9, and you check out the pinned post, you can see the event and you can let us know you're coming. We'd love to know how many people are coming, and because we're going to have merch.
Yeah.
Buttons.
Specific for the catwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to miss out. It is the first ever Those Girls Catwalk. Save the date, Sunday, September 28th, 1 o'clock at McGrath Amphitheater.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Sound the alarm. Wienermobile down.
What?
Wienermobile down.
Two weird things have happened already on this show, and we're not even halfway through it.
Oh, we're just getting started. Don't you worry. Yeah, the Wienermobile had a bit of a situation, and actually, close to home in Des Moines, the Wienermobile had to be towed.
I have questions. How do we tow? I also have never seen a school bus be towed, and that's a dream of mine because I want to know how that gets done. But I also would like to know, how does a Wienermobile get towed?
Well, okay, so...
Who has that kind of truck ready to go?
They were putting it on, like, a flatbed.
Okay.
Because it was... it broke down in Des Moines. Some may say electrical dysfunction.
Sounds serious.
And they were, like, getting it up onto a flatbed. So I'm just wondering, like, the clip of it getting pulled onto the flatbed is going viral. And then I just imagine driving down the interstate and checking my blind spot, not only to see the Wienermobile on a flatbed being towed. I can't imagine where this was seen.
I have now two goals in life. See the Wienermobile being towed, like you said, on the interstate, watching it just on a flatbed. Also, I'd like to see the same thing with a bus. Can they go on the interstate? Is that too dangerous? Is that too high?
Being towed?
Yeah. Like, on a flat... Does it also go on a flatbed, too? Does a school bus?
You're asking too many questions that I don't know the answer to.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
How would you wake somebody up and you are nowhere near them? They're all the way in another town, but you know they're going to oversleep their alarm and you can't call them.
Pigeon. I don't know. What'd they do in the old days?
I know. I'm like, what did my parents do before cell phones?
No, what did you actually do?
No landline either. Here's what happened. My boyfriend, neighbor man, I left him at home, and I knew he was going to oversleep for his parents coming over today at 1 o'clock. And I knew he hadn't woken up yet because I've gotten no security alerts that there was any motion in the house, outside the house, nothing.
Because you have cameras everywhere.
Yeah, yes, I do. Yeah. So I knew he was still sleeping. I tried to call him, and he didn't pay his phone bill. It's due 2 days ago, and he didn't pay it.
So his phone's shut off.
And I'm like, well, crap. I don't want him to oversleep his parents. They were really looking forward to seeing him. How am I going to wake him up? I'm like, well, I know sometimes, like, through an Amazon Echo, you can drop in and you can talk. Mm-hmm. However, ours is all the way downstairs. That's not going to alert him. I could talk through the security cameras, but we don't have any upstairs. Mm. Like, in the bedroom, there's no way that I'm going to be able to get his attention through a camera either. What do I do? You remember that bed we got that's like a Mercedes-Benz of beds?
Yeah.
I got on the app. I started messing with him. Like, oh, I was God. Like turning on the vibrations. I'm making his seat go, or the back go up and the feet go up. Oh, I'm messing with him to wake him up. And then I texted him after. Well, I had not texted him. I had to Facebook message him because I'm like, well, at least he has Wi-Fi. He could get Facebook Messenger. Mm. And I go, tell me you are awake. And he goes, yes. And can you stop messing with him?
My God.
But that's what I did. I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of genius for that.
That is actually so evil genius.
Well, now I want to do this like at night or something and make him think it's a ghost.
Okay. Ooh. Now you're tiptoeing into revenge territory because he could now do it back to you. You will not believe where I found my boyfriend Curly sleeping this morning. Not in bed, I'll tell you that much.
Not at a girl's house, right?
No. And he knows better. I mean, that man would be missing in action if that was the case.
I'd help take care of business.
Yeah. No, he was not at another woman's house. But I did wake up kind of randomly at 6 something this morning before any of my alarms went off. And I roll over, no Curly in bed. And I'm like, that's weird. I know he was up late gaming because the Vikings lost. So he was trying to find happiness in life after that. So he was gaming. And I had told him, like, don't be up late. He doesn't work on Mondays. Of course he was up late. But it's still weird. It's 6 in the morning and I rolled over and he's not there. So I got up. I'm like, I got no contacts in. I'm going to just zombie walk around the house until I can find him. I thought he was going to be on the couch. Not on the couch. I turn around and I look in the room where his gaming computer is. He's not sitting at his desk. I'm like, okay, now I'm getting a little freaked out. Where the heck is he? And I look around the corner and he is asleep on the floor in his gaming room with a blankie. His head is balanced on a pile of dirty clothes.
Ew.
And he's just laying there, like, asleep.
Did you ask him?
Well, I was, like, annoyed and kind of mad, so I, like, shook him awake. I'm like, why don't you come to bed? He's like, oh, okay. And then he does, and I let him sleep while I was getting ready for work. And before I left, I was like, what were you doing? And he's like, I don't know how I got there.
Did he drink last night?
No, I'm assuming.
Any other substance?
No, I don't think any substances. I think he laid on the ground to like hang out with the cats after he was done gaming and just fell asleep. I don't know.
Or he was crying himself to sleep because the Minnesota Vikings lost.
Him on blast like that.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I must confess that I almost did something crazy this weekend.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of shopping, okay? Bopping around, sweating my actual tail feathers off because it was disgustingly hot. But in some messed up part of my brain, I almost bought a Christmas wreath for my front door.
I would.
I'm not kidding. I walked around the store with it in my cart because I was at Hobby
Lobby.
You got
Christmas up at the stores already.
Well, and here's the thing, girls. It's 50% off right now, all right? Mm-hmm. And I found one that I kind of like, and I'm like, wreaths are expensive normally. So mm-hmm. to get one at 50% off, I'm like, maybe I could just get it now so that I don't have to when I'm ready to put it up on my door in 2 months. But I ultimately, I did not buy
it. Why?
I don't know. Because then I started overthinking.
Just because you told yourself it's September, that's a dumb reason why.
Well, do I go back?
Of course you do. It is never too early for Christmas.
Well, it was.
Nor is it ever too late.
I felt crazy walking around the Christmas section, but there were some fellow cuckoos in there mm-hmm. who were
welcome.
Really okay. excited.
Would you rather buy it in September now when it's 50% off and you don't really have to deal with the crowd and you don't have to deal with annoyingness and winter? And all that fun jazz. Yeah. Or would you rather wait your butt until freaking December? You tell me. And people think I'm dumb here. I'm just saying.
You're really rubbing off on me, and it's really upsetting.
I need a recliner.
Can I tell you that I hear this
really
weekly?
Do you?
My boyfriend Curly has been begging for a recliner for our basement to watch football in.
Oh, yeah, that's the perfect thing to sit in. Are you kidding? I'm Team Curly here. You're like, shut up.
Quiet. Let's talk about you.
Let's talk about your recliner. We don't need to talk about him.
What is making you want a recliner?
Okay, here's the dealio. I've been talking about how I want to revamp my boyfriend Aberman's gaming room because he really wants me to be in there and watch my TV and cross-stitch.
Yeah.
But there ain't nowhere to sit because he just wants me in the same room while he's gaming because mm-hmm. that's bonding to him, I guess. That's not what I would say. So I decided I was going to basically buy a beanbag from Amazon. It's kind of my idea at first. And then we were at his dad's house yesterday. And when I was cross-stitching, I noticed there was I've always known they had a recliner, but I don't know in that moment. I was like, oh, why am I sitting at the dinner room table, you know, when I could be sitting in a recliner. So I sat over there, and let me tell you, it was magical. I didn't know I wanted a recliner. Mm-hmm. It was so great. I had my legs up, my cross-stitching in my lap. I was in my prime grandma era, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. Now I want a recliner for home. Because imagine, I could fall asleep in there, too. You know, like, if he's gaming really late, and my show got mm-hmm. over, and I am now bored cross-stitching, I could fall asleep in a recliner.
Here's my issue with a recliner, okay? And all love to the recliner owners out there, okay? The only good recliners are the ones that look like the old men sitting them. You know what I mean? That's why it was so comfortable for you, because it was an old dude's recliner, right? I mean, he's worn it in because that's his spot.
He's got
spot.
His butt marks in it, yeah.
So I am telling you, you're not going to find a cute recliner. You need to get something that's giving grandpa.
Oh, so I need to look for it on the side of the road because then it's already worn in by grandpa and I can then now wear it in myself.
If you're cool with that, that's the way to go.
I was in North Liberty this weekend and I don't really drive there a whole lot, but that's where you're from, Taylor. Mm-hmm. So you have to take the interstate. Morning, night, all the fun jazz. And I don't know how you're doing it, because there's an eyesore on the interstate.
Is it the miles of construction that's been going
forever? Can we talk about what they're doing? Which I'm hoping they're going to clean it up. But we just decided, old road, move it to the center. So it's like all that chunked up pavement, uh-huh. and I'm like, ugh. Imagine people coming in from out of state, and they're like, what, do you guys just jump your like pavement here.
That's what you're worried about?
Well, kind of. I'm hoping, but it goes on for miles. How the heck are they going to get that out of there?
I don't know, because that's like a recent development.
Of just moving it over?
I feel that it's like just large pieces of broken up concrete in the middle between like the north and southbound. But I invite you to drive when they're working on it, because it's like a freaking dust storm when they're moving that stuff and you can't see anything.
Really?
So it's worse than you even think.
See, I knew I didn't like it at all.
Maybe you should write a letter on everyone's behalf.
They're going to be like, ma'am, shut up. We're trying to get things done.
Like, we're actually trying to make progress and you are slowing us down. I don't know if there's a way for me to like file as officially single on Sundays only, but if there is, I'd like to list myself that way.
Please don't change your Facebook status. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Can
Nobody
you
wants to see that. Oh, Taylor's in a relationship. Taylor's not in a relationship.
Single on Sundays.
They'd be like, something's going wrong in that relationship.
Well, no. Nothing is really wrong except NFL Sundays.
He's getting annoying already?
No. I mean,
let's just admit it. He's getting annoying already.
I've let him do his thing. He and his brother hang out in the basement all day and watch football, and I get to do whatever I want, which is fine. But yesterday, I was like, okay, it's your, we switch off weeks of paying for groceries. It was his week. It's only week two of Sunday football. I go, are you going to come with me or are you going to make me go by myself? You can send me with your card and I'll take care of it. And he goes, well, I don't really care about the 3 o'clock game. So if you can wait until then, we can go do groceries quick. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll do all my other things before then. Never again. I'm not trusting him when he says, I don't care about a game. Yes, you do. Because we were just up and down the grocery aisles and he's lagging behind because he's scrolling on my phone. He's stopped in the middle of the aisle in people's way because he's scrolling on his phone, checking the scores, looking at the highlights on Twitter. I can't be bothered with it anymore. I'd rather go alone.
Would it help if they had like a couch for him to sit on?
No, because I like him to push the cart. That's his only role. Like, he does not do anything except push the cart and be moral support. But he couldn't even push the cart. I think that's what set me over the edge. He was too busy scrolling on his phone.
Well, see, I was going to say maybe we could, like, start installing nice little TVs on the carts for them to watch if they want to watch football. But they're still going to stay put.
Yes. Or, you know, like the stores that have the TVs with the security cameras. Can we just trust each other for this time and replace that with NFL Sunday games?
My boyfriend neighbor man really doesn't want me to go back to the store and return a bottle of soap because he said that's going to be really embarrassing. But can I tell you why I want to return it?
I'd love to know why.
Well, okay. So I went to Bath & Body Works a couple weeks ago and you know, the smells get to you, the things, candles, body wash, body soap, you name it. You get overwhelmed. It's just so much goodies in there, okay? And I remember I had a bag and I was just dumping things in there. I needed more hand soap. So I'm just dumping hand soap in there. Well, our kitchen one ran out yesterday. So my boyfriend's like, can you go downstairs and get a new hand soap? I said, yeah. Well, I lifted one up and I could just tell right away, it's empty. My first thought was, okay, well, something happened. It busted open and it has leaked everywhere. But I'm checking the like Bath & Body Works bag it came in, no leakage. I'm checking the bottle, no leakage. And you can tell it's like sealed. Not only around the lid, but also the pump hasn't even, like, I'm like, maybe we use this one and we just threw it back in the bag. No, the pump is not even up. You know when you open them up, they pop up or whatever? No. I think when I was shopping, I got so overwhelmed with the smells and all the cool products in there that I just was like dumping things in. Didn't even notice the bottle was empty when I got it. So I want to go back and be like, hey, can I just exchange this for another bottle of soap? You can give me the cheapest, crappiest one. I just really would like my money as well.
Did you say there's plastic wrap on it still?
No, but you could tell it's sealed. I wouldn't open it because I don't want them to think I did.
I guess,
but you can tell it's sealed. Almost like a bottled cap. Soda, you can tell it's still sealed versus not sealed. It's exactly like that.
I think you have to take it back.
Okay, good. And when you shake it, you can hear like a little ping. Like,
what?
Like, I don't know where the ping came from. don't know what's inside it.
I'm changing my mind. I think you call corporate. Is there maybe you'll get lifetime free soap or something?
I'll make a TikTok. There's always someone making a TikTok about a product, and then other companies are like, oh, how about you try our soap?
Yeah.
Or, we would never do you dirty. Girl, I'm about to get soap for
life. Dude, I will film and I will edit this if you let me benefit from the free soap.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Let's talk about hot guys.
I'm always here for it.
I knew you'd be excited.
Is there another Magic Mike movie coming out?
No. Well, I don't know. Not that I know of.
Dang it.
No, but what is the talk of the town on TikTok is boyfriend glow-ups, okay? Girlies are showing that their guy has gotten hot after being with them using the new Sabrina Carpenter song, When Did You Get Hot? So in these videos, they do a first clip of what they looked like when they first met, maybe, and then a second clip comparing how much hotter they've gotten after being with them, which got me thinking.
So it's only when it's with them?
Yes, it's like the boyfriend.
Okay, well,
glow up.
I tell you, Neighborman got really hot before meeting me, but
oh, so you had nothing to do with it,
no.
Or he had a shoot. Well, that's not really the point.
I didn't know he used to have. Okay, so we poke fun that he's bald, right?
But I'm not poking fun. It's just a state of life.
He chooses that though. He used to have luscious curly hair. Just full. And it was totally curly. And then even had a beard and everything at one point. But mostly everybody knew him for his curls. But it was kind of receding hairline came in. So he chooses to shave it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's hot. I think I prefer. I know everybody's all over his luscious curls, but I'm all in there for the baldness. What?
So that was his glow up? Or?
Again, it was all before me.
What are we doing here?
What about your boyfriend?
Has
he gotten hotter since being with you?
I would say yes.
He has?
Yeah. I feel like.
I will also say yes, but you go first.
About my boyfriend? This is now getting a little weird.
No, my boyfriend, but you go first.
I would say his style has gotten better.
That's what I was going to say. He used to just not have any sense of style.
Yeah, I've gotten him into like thrifting and like cool outfits and stuff. I've gotten him into upkeeping his eyebrows, skincare. And, you know, if you hand a man a cat, immediately they're 10 points hotter, so you're welcome.
I'd argue 20, but you know.
We'll agree to disagree.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Girl, I hit the freaking jackpot yesterday.
Cha-ching.
No, it's not kind of that jackpot.
Oh, if you really hit the jackpot, you wouldn't be here.
You're right. I wouldn't. No, but a different kind of jackpot. So me and my boyfriend, Neighborman, we were at his dad's house yesterday. He was helping his dad do canning. I was just there for the vibes. And on the way out the door, his dad said, hey, would you guys mind? Because they don't live here. They live like 45 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, would you guys mind taking a bag to Goodwill for us? Like, we never make it up there, really.
Yeah.
I was like, of course. I could do that. But something told me on the way home, check the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. And there was cute stuff in there. But where I really hit the jackpot was his dad's clothes.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you can raid a dad closet,
do it.
You should.
Oh, my gosh. This man was getting rid of a Cubs Rizzo, who just retired, baseball journey. He literally just retired over the weekend. I watched Becca, who listens to the show. She was posting all about it.
Who are you? I don't like this.
I don't really know who he is outside of that, okay? I just was like, oh, this guy retired. That's cool. And now I have the jersey. Then I got a Dodgers jersey.
Okay.
And then a Kansas City Chiefs jersey.
Wow.
Now, I'll probably gift the Cubs one to my brother-in-law because he's a big Cubs fan.
Nice.
But the other two I want to keep for myself. The Dodgers one and the Kansas City Chiefs one. I'm a Vikings fan. I get that.
What are you going to do with that?
And my dad probably would be very upset if he saw it. I'm just really there for the fashion. And honestly, the only reason is because it's Taylor's team. that I want it. How do I dress these bigger jerseys into be fashionable? I almost thought a dress because it like kind of looked like a dress on me.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, but I hit the jackpot and I don't want to get rid of them.
Is this going to turn into like the wearing a band tee that you don't know? Are you going to get asked to name five players?
Don't let Chris Jackson hear this. He loves to. If he sees you wearing a band tee, he's like, okay, name five Sublime songs. I'm like, I don't even know who Sublime is, okay?
Sorry. I fear this might be in the future
don't
then.
Don't let 1600 ESPN, who's also in this building, see what I'm wearing because they're going to say something to me. Can you name the quarterback? No.
Well, at least study before you wear it to work.
I think it's Patrick Mahomes.
There's one.
But otherwise, for the Dodgers, couldn't tell you.
No, me either. I don't know how I got convinced into this, but I went out with the boys this weekend, Saturday night. Downtown Iowa City, of all places.
Are you okay?
I am, because I was sober. I was their DD, which honestly...
Did you get paid for that? Because...
No.
Taylor.
But you know what? It was pretty entertaining. So my boyfriend Curly's college buddy was staying with us for the Iowa game. He went. We did not, but we met up with them later in the evening and met up with the rest of their college buddies. And
oh, funny.
Oh my God. He was a little offended when he was like, oh my gosh, are you sure? Like, you're going to be okay, like, not drinking. And I feel bad that you have to stay sober. And I was like, dude, no, it's fine. It's like talking to toddlers. They don't remember. You have to baby talk to them. It's fine. Okay. And he had, it's funny being at this like age in life because everybody's in very different places. He has some friends who are in like long-term relationships and brought their girlfriends. There was a couple of single guys, so I got to see them in action approaching.
You weren't wing woman?
Women? No, I respectfully
that's
declined
when you
that.
Charge.
That's yeah, I would have charged for that. I got to see them in their, you know, wild habitat of approaching a woman and it not going well. There was a friend who had just gotten dumped literally that day. That nice. Was sad. Oh my God. Friends getting kicked out of the bar. That was crazy.
Oh, his friend group?
Yeah, by okay. association. And then at the end of the night, the guy who is staying with us is the friend who DoorDashes like to a fault.
Is he the one that DoorDashed a whole outfit?
No. What he did.
I do recall this story one time.
We got home late. He DoorDashed 20 chicken tenders from Raising Cane's, fell asleep, and then guess what I woke up to at 6 a.m. on the front porch? A whole lot of old Raising Cane's that nobody ever
ate.
Did
you eat it?
No, it had been sitting out in the heat for like 4 hours.
Oh, it's still
but he dropped so much money on DoorDash just to forget and fall asleep. And then there it was the next morning.
I will never understand that those creatures.
Dude, I spent like more time than I would have liked to admit, and I still have
did you get any
a lot of questions.
Research done?
They're exactly what you think they are. Men.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
I feel like I kind of have to do tonight's trivia question in honor of today. It is National Video Game Day because, well, this one goes out to Curly. This one goes out to Neighbor Man. The two that we know love the game a little too much.
More than me.
Because you don't like it. So, yeah. In honor of National Video Game Day, here's tonight's trivia question. In 2015, the first six games were inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Can you name at least one of them?
Oh.
And no cheating.
So you have lots of possibilities to be right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Six to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
In 2015, the first six games were inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Can you name at least one of them? No cheating.
I like that no cheating is
part
of the question.
Well, because we be getting cheaters.
Well, you know,
it's
you know.
Just fun and games, yeah. Okay? You ain't winning nothing.
Okay, it's just funsies. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. In 2015, the first six games were inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Can you name at least one? What is it?
You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. So far, my first guess comes from Curly.
Nice!
What
do you say?
He guessed Mario Kart.
It's a good one. It's iconic.
I will say, as much as I like to trash on video games, because it really does tear us apart, I do like Mario Kart.
Is that the only one you like?
No. I like Barbie Horse Adventure.
Oh, Jesus.
I like...
Does that count?
The Bratz Rock Angels game.
Was that really a thing?
You don't even know. You don't even know what you're missing out on.
Rock Angels?
Yes.
I don't even want to know.
Oh, my God. My childhood.
Computer?
No, I had it on PS2.
Okay, moving on.
I can talk more about it if you want.
I'd rather you do.
I went on a world tour when I was like 8, no, so what didn't. Do you know?
No, you didn't.
On the game I did.
I need you to be one of the, on your two truths and a lie, when they, like, your boss is always asking you, like, can everybody go around and give a two truths and a lie? I need you to start being like, I went on a world tour.
With the Rock Angels. I did. I'm not lying.
2110 said Space Invaders.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Sounds legit, though.
Sounds
boring.
I will tell you, Neighbor Man is texting, so I'll tell you what he says after you get through the next one.
Deb said Donkey Kong.
I know that one's iconic. I know my boyfriend Neighbor Man likes that one, or he talked about it or something. I don't know. I half listened.
There's
something about it to do with a game. I didn't pay attention.
I don't know that I've played the classic, like, OG Donkey Kong.
I've never played Donkey Kong. Ever.
I don't know.
I don't know what you do in the game. Are you a donkey?
No, you're the monkey.
Are you really?
You don't know who Donkey Kong is?
No. I figured it was a donkey.
Donkey Kong is part of, like, the Mario universe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the gorilla. No, yes. The monkey or whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, well, yeah, gorilla, whatever.
Right now, Neighbor Man says, I don't know, but he's still typing, so we'll see what he says.
Okay.
If we can get to it. I don't know why he doesn't know the answer to this. In 2015, the first six games were inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Can you name at least one? What is it?
You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
Is that two things about Mario that I didn't know? Remember on this show?
Oh, my God. She didn't know they were plumbers.
I didn't. Until on the show, we were talking about something, and you said
the
they
movie
were...
where they are plumbers.
And I said, what? And you're like, that's because they go into pipes. They go into... And the whole game started to make a whole lot more sense.
I think you maybe need to actually go watch the movie. You might learn something.
I thought you were going
to
say actually play the game.
Well, or that, maybe. That would help.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
It is National Video Game, which I would like to put out right now a message from those girls in the afternoon that does not give you an excuse to play video games tonight. Specifically for this message goes to Curly, and this message goes to Neighbor Man. Thanks for listening.
That's all. I'm not even, you know what? I'm going to be evil. And I'm not even going to tell them it's National Video Game Day. Why would I do that to myself?
Don't. No, I'm not even. I might next week and be like, oh, did you know it was?
No, because then in my case, you just kept me from what makes me happy.
Never mind.
You owe me double or something. I don't know.
If you know our boyfriends, keep your mouth shut. All right?
They don't need to know.
Thank you. Respectfully. Tonight's trivia question, because we'd like to spend time with them, God forbid. In 2015, the first six games that were inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame, No, there were, let me rewind that. In 2015, the first six games were inducted into the World Video Games Hall of Fame. Can you name at least one of them? What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is?
So obviously there were six of them, so you only needed to name one, but here are the six. Pong, Tetris, Pac-Man, Super Mario Bros., Doom, I don't know what that is, World of Warcraft, also don't know what that is.
Yeah, the first couple are solid. Can I tell you
something
terrible?
Why?
Tetris. Oh my God, I would play that in my college lectures all the time.
How'd you pass?
Well, you know what? Okay, so, I mean, I did okay. But I feel like it was one of those games that I could multitask to, that it was soothing to me. It almost like helps me listen.
Good?
Yeah, I used to be really good. If you made me play right now, I don't know how well I would do, but I used to be like really good. Like I would make it through the whole hour long lecture.
No,
on one
you
game.
Didn't.
Yeah, I would.
Did you hear anything they said?
Yeah, I'm telling you that I'm like the type of person that almost helps me focus more.
You gotta do, it's like a fidget spinner.
I need,
but for you,
I don't know what to
Tetris.
Do with my hands. What am I supposed to do with my hands?
Give this woman Tetris and she'll take over the world.
Can you make me a t-shirt that says that?
That's actually kind of iconic.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.